Now we're talking about a very important doctrine. The doctrine of man. If you do not understand man's nature, you cannot help man.
Pardon me?
You cannot help him. If you do not understand man's condition, you cannot teach him the truth. If you do not understand man's problem, you can't give him the proper solution. What is wrong with the world? Where did the problem begin? It began with our first father. He was made in the image of God. He had many blessings from God. He had an exalted position. He had a wonderful purpose. And he had great responsibilities. He was God's representative on earth.
And
he was to protect God's kingdom. But an enemy came in. And Adam did not fulfill his responsibility. And the devil tempted Eve, deceived Eve. Unbelief, rebellion, disobedience. And they ate the fruit. And their eyes were open. But they didn't become like God. All they knew is that they were evil. And they didn't feel power, they felt ashamed. They didn't become happy, they became guilty. And it had horrible consequences for all men. Now let me ask you a question. Who was the first man ever born? Who was the first man ever born on the earth? Adam wasn't born. First man born. Not created, born. Who was the first man born of a woman? Cain.
Cain.
Right?
What?
Cain.
Cain. Adam ko chora.
What did Cain do?
Kin le ke gare ta?
He killed his brother.
Unle chai aafno bhai lai ni mar dincha.
Why did he kill his brother?
Kina chai unle aafno bhai lai marnu parne thiyo ta?
Because something was wrong with his heart. He had a disease. Where did he get that disease? From his father. Adam became a sinner by choice. Cain was born a sinner by nature. And everyone born after Cain,
is
born with a problem. Have a disease. It's worse than cancer. Worse than cancer.
Cancer.
It's worse than HIV.
HIV भन्दा पनि भयानक रोग लिएर आउँदछ.
It's a spiritual cancer.
यो चाहिँ आत्मिक क्यान्सर हो.
It's a spiritual HIV.
यो चाहिँ आत्मिक HIV हो.
And it affects every man born.
अनि चाहिँ यसले चाहिँ हरेक जन्मिएको व्यक्तिहरूलाई चाहिँ प्रभाव पारेको हुन्छ.
Why do men lie?
किन चाहिँ मान्छेले झुटो बोल्छ?
Why do they steal?
किन चाहिँ उनीले चोर्दछ?
Why do they become angry?
किन चाहिँ उनीहरू रिस गर्दछ, क्रोध हुन्छ?
Why do they fight?
किन चाहिँ एकअर्काप्रति उनीहरू चाहिँ लडाई गर्छ?
Why are they proud?
उनी किन घमण्ड गर्छ?
Why are they selfish?
किन उनी स्वार्थी हुन्छन्?
Why do they kill other people?
किन चाहिँ उनीले चाहिँ अरू मान्छेलाई मार्दछ?
Because they have a disease.
किनकि उनीहरूको उसमा रोग छ.
You were born with it.
अनि के तपाईँ त्यसरी नै जन्मनु भएको?
I was born with it.
हामी के म पनि त्यही अनुसार जन्मेको
हो. We're all born with a disease.
अनि हामी सबैजना त्यो रोगबाट जन्मिएका हो.
And where did we get it?
हामी यो रोग कहाँ प्राप्त गरेको? कहाँबाट?
Got it from our first father.
पहिलो पिता आदमबाट हामीले पाएका हो.
He passed it down.
अनि उले चाहिँ यसरी हाम्रो उसमा चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण गरिदियो.
And when you were born.
अनि जब हामी जन्मन्छौ.
You came out of your mother's womb.
जब हामी आफ्नो आमा गर्भबाट बाहिर आयौ.
You were born with a disease.
हामी चाहिँ त्यो रोग लिएर नै जन्मियौ.
Not a physical disease.
त्यो शारीरिक रोग हैन.
But a spiritual disease.
तर चाहिँ यो आत्मिक रोग हो.
And it's in the blood.
अनि यो चाहिँ हाम्रो रगतमा संचार भएको छ.
Passed down from your parents.
अनि चाहिँ हाम्रो पितापुर्खाबाट चाहिँ यो चाहिँ हामीमा चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण हुँदै आयो.
And your blood is polluted. It's corrupted.
हाम्रो चाहिँ रगत चाहिँ एकदम दूषित भइसकेको छ पापले.
That disease produces three things.
अनि यो रोगले चाहिँ तीनवटा कुरा चाहिँ निर्माण गर्दछ, निकाल्दछ.
Unbelief.
अविश्वास.
Rebellion.
एकदम क्रोधित हुनु.
And disobedience.
अनि अनज्ञाकारिता हुनु.
And death.
अनि त्यसपछि मृत्यु.
Look in chapter 5.
आउनुस हामी चाहिँ 5 अध्यायमा हेरौँ.
All the descendants and children of Adam.
सबै आदमको चाहिँ आउने सन्तानहरू.
Verse 3.
तीन पद.
Adam lived 130 years and became the father of another son in his own likeness according to his image, and he named him Seth.
अनि आदमको उमेर 130 वर्षको हुँदा उनले आफ्नो प्रतिरूपमा एउटा छोरा जन्मायो, उनले त्यसको नाउँ सेत राखे.
Verse 5.
पाँच पदमा.
Adam lived 930 years.
यहाँ चाहिँ आदमको जम्मा उमेर चाहिँ 930 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि त्यसपछि उमर्दछ.
Verse 8.
आठ पदमा.
Seth lived 912 years.
सेथ चाहिँ 900 वर्ष 12 वर्ष बाँच्दछ.
And he died.
अनि त्यसपछि उमर्दछ.
Verse 11.
11 पदमा.
Enosh lived 905 years.
अनि एनोसको जम्मा उमेर चाहिँ 950 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि उनी मरे.
Verse 14.
14 पदमा.
Kenan lived 910 years.
केनानको जन्म उमेर 910 वर्ष भएको थियो.
And he died.
अनि उनी मरे.
Verse 17.
17 पदमा.
And he died.
अनि उ मरे.
Verse 20.
अनि 20 पदमा.
And he died.
उ फेरि मरे.
Verse 27.
अनि 27 पदमा.
And he died.
अनि त्यहाँ लेखेको छ मरे. अनि
Verse 31.
अनि 31 पदमा.
And he died.
अनि त्यहाँ लेखेको छ मरे.
What is the result of sin?
पापको परिणाम के हो त?
Death.
मृत्यु हो.
Where did it come from?
यो चाहिँ मृत्यु कहाँबाट आयो त?
From one man.
एउटै मान्छेबाट आयो.
Why do men die?
किन मान्छे मर्दछन्?
Because they have a disease.
किनकि उनीहरूको रोग छ.
What is the disease?
त्यो रोग के हो?
It is sin.
यो चाहिँ पाप हो.
Look in the book of Romans.
आउनुस हामी यो रोमीको पुस्तकलाई हेरौँ.
In the New Testament.
नयाँ करारको पुस्तक.
After Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans.
हामी चाहिँ म्याथ्यु, मर्कुस, लुका, योना प्रेरित, रोमी हामी त्यहाँ पुग्छौँ.
Romans chapter 5.
रोमीको पुस्तक 5 अध्याय.
And verse 12.
12 पदमा. रोमीको पुस्तक 5 अध्यायको 12 पदमा यसरी लेख्दछ.
Let's ask several questions here. First question. How did sin enter the world? Verse 12. How did sin enter the world? Through one man. Second question. What was the result of sin? Death. Third question. How wide is the influence of death? All men. Look in the book of Acts. Right before the book of Romans. And chapter 17. Paul is speaking at Athens.
Yeah, Paul le chai Athens bhanne jagga ma chai ule prachar gardai cha boldai cha.
Verse 26.
26 pad ma.
Let's ask several questions.
Yaha pani hamile chai dherai prashna haru garna sakchau.
Where did all the nations?
Prerit 17 adhyay 26 pad.
Chapter 17, verse
26.
Where did all nations of all men come from? Came from one man. You came from Adam. I came from Adam. Chinese people came from Adam. Indians came from Adam. Americans came from Adam. Africans came from Adam. Different language. Different skin. Different culture. But we all have red blood. And that blood has a disease. And you got that disease from your father. And he got it from his father. All the way back to Adam. Adam's sin affected all men.
I'm going to write it in English, you write it in Nepali.
Okay, all right.
Adam. Right under there. Adam. All men.
Sabai manisharu.
Are united to Adam.
Sabai jana Adam sanga judieka chan.
In two ways.
Dui ta tarika bata.
Legally. You got a word for that?
Yeah.
Physically. Represent. Representation.
Pratinidhitva.
Natural birth.
प्राकृतिक जन्म प्राकृतिक जन्म
guilt
दोषी
corruption corruption means a defilement pollution his person is actually polluted
dusit
spiritual death and let's just put condemnation
atmik mirtu
condemnation physical death right here yeah
शारीरिक मृत्यु आत्मिक मृत्यु दोषी ठहरिएको
Now we'll study this more later
हामीले चाहिँ यसलाई चाहिँ अझै पछि हेर्नेछौँ यसलाई यस विषयलाई अझै धेरै महत्त्व प्रकारले यसलाई विस्तृत रूपमा हेर्नेछौँ
But you need to understand this
तर चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले यो कुरालाई बुझ्नु जरुरी छ सबै मानिसहरू सबै मानिसहरू चाहिँ आदममा छन्
What does it mean to be in Adam?
आदममा हुनु भनेको के हो
It means to be united to Adam.
यो भन्नुको अर्थ हो कि चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएको
हो How are all men united to Adam?
कसरी चाहिँ सबै मानिसहरू चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएका छन्
They are united in two ways.
तिनीहरू चाहिँ दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ तिनीहरू जोडिएका छन्
One way is legally.
अर एउटा कुरा चाहिँ कानूनी वा वैधानिक प्रकारले
He was our representative.
उ आदम चाहिँ हाम्रो प्रतिनिधित्व हो
Another way is physical.
अर्को हो चाहिँ शारीरिक हो.
He is our first father.
उहाँ चाहिँ हाम्रो चाहिँ पहिलो चाहिँ पिता हुनुहुन्छ प्रकृति जन्म.
Men are united to Adam in two ways.
मान्छेहरू चाहिँ दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएका छन्.
Legally by representation.
कानूनी र वैधानिक प्रकारले जुन आदम प्रतिनिधित्व गर्दछ आदमले.
Physically by ordinary birth
शारीरिक रूपमा चाहिँ जो हाम्रो चाहिँ प्राकृतिक हाम्रो चाहिँ विस्तृत रूपमा हाम्रो जन्म भइरहन्छ प्रक्रिया
when adam acted
जब आदमले त्यो क्रियाकलाप गरे
he didn't act just for himself
उले चाहिँ केवल आफ्नो निम्ति मात्र चाहिँ उले काम गरेन
He acted for all of his posterity, all of his descendants.
आउने आफ्नो पिढीको सबैको निम्ति चाहिँ उले चाहिँ आफूले उले चाहिँ प्रतिनिधित्व गरे उले काम गरे.
And his act
उसको कार्यले
and his guilt
उसको चाहिँ दोष
and his corruption
उसको चाहिँ दोषी ठहरिएको
was passed on to all of his descendants
अनि सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ आउने आफ्नो पिढीलाई सन्तानहरूलाई हस्तान्तरण गरिदियो.
In two ways
दुई तरिकाले
the guilt was imputed got a word for that legally transferred the corruption was
the dosh rakhiyo.
What does that mean? What does it mean to impute? What does it mean?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो उसमा चाहिँ दोष राखिदिनु.
It means to legally transfer.
यो भन्नुको अर्थ चाहिँ कानुनी प्रकारले चाहिँ यसरी हस्तान्तरण हुँदै प्रवेश हुनु हो राखिनु हो.
We'll explain this more later.
हामीले चाहिँ यसलाई चाहिँ अझै विस्तृत रूपमा पछि वर्णन गर्नेछौँ हेर्नेछौँ.
Adam's corruption. Corruption.
आदम चाहिँ एकदम दूषित थियो.
Was imparted.
अनि त्यो दूषित चाहिँ हामीमा चाहिँ प्रवेश गरियो हामीमा खनाइयो अथवा राखियो.
By natural birth.
प्राकृतिक जन्मद्वारा नै चाहिँ हामीमा हस्तान्तरण हुँदै आयो.
We got two things from Adam.
हामीले चाहिँ दुईवटा कुरा आदमबाट हामीले प्राप्त गरेका छौँ.
Guilt.
दोष.
And corruption.
एकदम दूषित एकदम खराब कुरा एकदम विध्वंस हामीले पाएका छौँ अर्थात् त्यो भताभुङ्गो पाएका छौँ.
We have a legal problem.
हामीमा कानुनी वैधानिक समस्या छ.
And we have a problem with our nature.
हामी चाहिँ प्रकृति रूपमा पनि हामीमा समस्या छ.
Where did it come from?
यो कहाँबाट आयो त?
It came from our first father.
यो चाहिँ हाम्रो पहिलो पिताबाट आएको हो.
Now we'll study this in more detail maybe tomorrow.
हुन सक्छ हामी भोलिलाई चाहिँ यसलाई चाहिँ विस्तृत रूपमा हेर्ने छौँ.
But we're trying to answer this question.
हामीले चाहिँ यो प्रश्नको उत्तरलाई चाहिँ हामी खोज्दै छौँ र यसलाई चाहिँ उत्तर दिन हामी खोज्दै छौँ.
What did Adam do?
आदमले के गर्यो त?
Second question.
दोस्रो प्रश्न.
How are we connected to Adam?
कसरी चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएका छौँ?
Third question.
तेस्रो प्रश्न.
How did Adam's act affect us?
कसरी चाहिँ आदमले गरेको क्रियाकलाप हामीमा चाहिँ प्रभाव पारेको छ?
If we can answer those questions,
यदि चाहिँ हामीले यी प्रश्नहरूको उत्तर दिन सक्छौँ भने,
we can answer the question of what is wrong with man.
अनि यो कुराको प्रश्नको उत्तर हामीले दिन सक्छौँ कि मान्छेको समस्या के हो, मान्छेमा के गल्ती भएको छ भन्ने कुराको उत्तर दिन सक्छौँ.
What is wrong with man?
मान्छेको जीवनमा के गल्ती भएको छ, के समस्या छ?
He is connected to Adam.
किनकि ऊ आदमसँग जोडिएको छ.
He is connected to Adam in two ways.
आदमसँग दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ ऊ जोडिएको छ.
Legally.
कानुनी प्रकारले.
And physically.
शारीरिक रूपमा.
One is by representation. He represented us.
अनि हाम्रो प्रतिनिधित्व आदमले गर्दछ.
One is by ordinary generation or physical birth.
हाम्रो चाहिँ भौतिक हाम्रो जन्मबाट शारीरिक जन्मबाट.
One was resulted in Adam's guilt was imputed.
अनि आदमको चाहिँ दोष चाहिँ हामीमा चाहिँ खनाइयो त हामीमा सर्यो.
Imputed to whom?
अनि यो दोष चाहिँ कसमा चाहिँ आयो त?
To all that were united to him.
जो चाहिँ सबै आदमसँग जोडिएको छ उनीहरू सबैमा.
Adam's corrupt nature.
आदमको एकदम दूषित उसको प्रवृत्ति.
The disease.
रोग.
In the blood.
उसको रगतमा.
It was passed down.
यो चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण हुँदै आयो.
What was the result?
परिणाम के भयो त?
Man's nature is corrupt.
मान्छेको चाहिँ प्रकृति अथवा प्रवृत्ति चाहिँ एकदम दूषित भयो.
Man's got two problems.
मान्छेले चाहिँ दुईटा समस्या पाए.
Because he's connected to Adam in two ways.
अनि किनकि ऊ दुई तरिकाले चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएको छ.
Now Adam was a real person.
आदम चाहिँ एउटा साँचो व्यक्ति थियो.
And you were connected to this man in two ways.
अनि यो दुई यो मान्छेसँग हामी दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ हामी जोडिएका छौँ.
God made Adam your representative.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आदमलाई चाहिँ तपाईँ र हाम्रो प्रतिनिधित्वको निम्ति उहाँलाई चुन्नु भएको थियो, उहाँलाई बनाउनु भएको थियो.
And Adam was given a test.
अनि आदमलाई चाहिँ परीक्षित गरिएको थियो, परीक्षा दिएको थियो.
To obey God.
परमेश्वरको आज्ञालाई पालन गर्नु.
And if he obeyed God.
यदि परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ पालन गर्छौ भने.
If he passed the test.
अनि तिमीले परीक्षामा पास हुन्छौ भने.
He would enter into a full eternal life that would never change.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो चाहिँ कुरा चाहिँ हस्तान्तरण हुन्छ, कहिले पनि अनन्तको जीवन पाउनेछ अथवा अनन्तको प्रगति पाउनेछ, जो कहिले पनि नाश हुँदैन.
And everyone that would have been born sinless into a pure life.
अनि चाहिँ जो उसबाट जन्मन्थ्यो सबैजना मान्छेहरू चाहिँ एकदम शुद्ध भएर चाहिँ बिना पाप पाप रहित भएर जन्मन्थ्यो.
But Adam failed the test.
तर चाहिँ आदमले त्यो परीक्षा पास हुन सकेन.
And his eyes were open.
उसको आँखा सबै खोलिए.
And sin entered his heart.
औ पाप चाहिँ उसको हृदयमा प्रवेश गर्यो.
And he had relations with his wife.
अनि चाहिँ आफ्नो श्रीमती सँगको सम्बन्ध.
And they had a son.
अनि त्यसपछि उनीहरूको छोरा जन्मियो.
And when that son was born.
अनि त्यो छोरा जन्मियो.
He was born with a disease.
अनि त्यो छोरा चाहिँ रोग लिएर जन्मियो.
Where did he get it?
कहाँबाट उसले ल्याए?
From his father.
उसले आफ्नो बाबाबाट.
How did he get it?
कसरी पायो?
Through the blood.
रगतबाट उसले पायो.
By natural birth.
प्राकृतिक जन्मबाट उसले पायो.
And what did it do?
के गर्यो त उसले?
It affected his entire person.
उसको सबै उसमा चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ प्रभाव पार्यो. व्यक्तित्वमा सबै प्रभाव पार्यो.
And what was the result?
त्यसपछि त्यसको परिणाम के भयो?
Physical death.
शारीरिक मृत्यु.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यानपूर्वक सुन्नुहोस्.
This is very important.
यो चाहिँ एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा छ.
You must understand man's connection with Adam.
तपाईं हामीले चाहिँ मान्छे चाहिँ आदमसँग सम्बन्ध जोडिएको छ भन्ने कुरा बुझ्नु पर्दछ.
And you must understand believers' connection to Christ.
हामीले चाहिँ यो कुरा बुझ्नु पर्छ कि चाहिँ विश्वासीहरूको चाहिँ सम्बन्ध जुडाउ चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टसँग भएको छ.
Because Paul compares these two men.
यसरी चाहिँ पौलले चाहिँ दुईवटा व्यक्तिको बीचमा चाहिँ तुलना गर्दछ.
And he says all of history.
अनि उसले भन्दछ यसरी इतिहासमा हामी हेर्छौँ भने
is the story of two men.
दुईवटा मान्छेको इतिहास बताउँदछ.
The two most important men that ever lived.
अनि चाहिँ जो दुईवटा मान्छेहरू जो यो यस्तो प्रकारले जो जिएन.
The first Adam.
पहिलो आदम.
And the last Adam.
अनि अन्तिम आदम.
All humanity is united to Adam.
हरेक सबै मानव जातिहरू चाहिँ आदमसँग जोडिएको छ.
All believers are united to Christ.
तर हरेक विश्वासीहरू सबै जना चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टसँग जोडिएको छ.
And these two men.
अनि यो दुईटा मान्छे
affected all of humanity, all of history.
अनि हरेक मानव जाति प्रति हरेक आउने उसप्रति यो दुईटा मान्छेले प्रभाव पार्दछ, प्रतिनिधित्व गर्दछ.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
अनि यसको बारेमा अझै भोलि हामी विस्तृत रूपमा हेर्ने छौ.
But we're talking now about Adam.
हामीले चाहिँ विशेष यहाँ चाहिँ आदमको विषयमा हामी चर्चा गर्दै छौ.
Created in the image of God.
परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा सृष्टि गरिएको.
Having many blessings from God.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरबाट धेरै आशिष उसले पाएको थियो.
Having responsibilities from God.
अनि परमेश्वर प्रति उसले चाहिँ धेरै उत्तरदायित्व वहन गर्नुपर्ने थियो.
Was a representative.
ऊ चाहिँ एउटा प्रतिनिधित्व गर्ने व्यक्ति थियो.
Was your representative.
अनि तपाईँको प्रतिनिधित्व गर्ने व्यक्ति. तपाईँको प्रतिनिधित्व गर्ने.
And your representative.
तपाईँको प्रतिनिधित्व गर्ने व्यक्ति.
You weren't there.
तपाईँहरू त्यहाँ हुनुहुन्थेन.
But he was there.
तर उहाँ.
He was a perfect man.
ऊ चाहिँ पूर्ण मान्छे थियो.
He was the best representative we could have.
अनि चाहिँ हामी ऊ चाहिँ एकदम असल चाहिँ प्रतिनिधित्व गर्ने व्यक्ति थियो.
And God appointed him to be our legal representative.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आदमलाई चाहिँ एउटा कानुनी प्रकारले चाहिँ हाम्रो प्रतिनिधित्व गर्नको निम्ति पठाउनु भएको थियो.
And he put him under a test.
अनि त्यसपछि परमेश्वरले उलाई चाहिँ परीक्षामा राख्नुभयो.
And if Adam passed the test.
यदि उले पास गर्ने भए आदमले.
He would enter into the fullness of eternal life.
अनि यदि उले पास गर्ने भए चाहिँ एकदम अनन्तको जीवनमा चाहिँ प्रवेश गर्ने थियो.
Now he already had a relationship with God.
हामीले थाहा छ कि ऊ परमेश्वरसँग पहिल्यै उसको राम्रो सम्बन्ध थियो.
But he didn't have an eternal permanent relationship.
तर चाहिँ उसँग चाहिँ अनन्तको सधैँको अनन्त अनन्तको सम्बन्ध अनन्तको जीवन अनन्तको सम्बन्ध परमेश्वरसँग थिएन.
If he obeyed,
यदि उले आज्ञाकारी गर्ने भए,
he would enter into that fullness of eternal life forever.
अनन्त अनन्तको जीवन सधैँभरि चाहिँ त्यो उसमा चाहिँ आदमले प्रवेश गर्ने थियो.
And all of us would have been born sinless.
अनि
into eternal life.
हामी अनन्तको उसमा चाहिँ सबै जना चाहिँ पाप रहित भएर जन्मन्थ्यो.
But he disobeyed.
तर चाहिँ उसले चाहिँ अनज्ञाकारी.
And he failed the test.
उले चाहिँ परीक्षा पास गर्न सकेन.
And he became guilty.
अनि ऊ चाहिँ दोषी भयो.
And he became corrupt.
अनि ऊ चाहिँ एकदम दूषित भयो.
And his guilt.
अनि उसको चाहिँ दोष.
And his corruption.
उसको चाहिँ दूषित कुराहरू.
Was passed on to all of his descendants.
अनि सबै हामी आउने जनहरू माथि आउने व्यक्तिहरूमा सबै यो हस्तान्तरण हुँदै गयो.
Man has got two problems.
मान्छेको त दुईवटा समस्या छ.
He has a bad legal record.
उसको कानुनी खराब चाहिँ रेकर्ड छ.
And he has a sinful, corrupt nature.
उसको चाहिँ पापमय स्वभाव उसको छ.
This is the story of humanity.
यो चाहिँ मानवताको एउटा कथा सत्य कथा हो.
And this is why Adam is important.
अनि यसै कारणले चाहिँ आदमको विषयमा चाहिँ हामीले जानकारी जान्नु
पर्छ. And this is the apostle Paul's interpretation of Adam.
अनि यसरी प्रेरित पौलले चाहिँ आदमको बारेमा चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ उल्था गर्दछ.
And we'll study this tomorrow.
यसको बारेमा अझै भोलि हामी हेर्ने छौ.
Because Paul explains this.
किनकि पौलले यसरी चाहिँ वर्णन गर्दछ.
What is our connection to Adam?
हामी चाहिँ कसरी आदमसँग चाहिँ हामी जोडिएका छौँ.
And what is our connection to Christ?
हाम्रो चाहिँ सम्बन्ध येशु ख्रीष्टसँग कसरी हाम्रो जुडाउ छ.
So when the Bible talks about man,
जब चाहिँ बाइबलले मानिसको बारेमा कुरा गर्दछ,
talks about him in four conditions.
अनि यसरी चाहिँ चारवटा अवस्थाको बारेमा चाहिँ कुरा गर्दछ.
In innocence, in purity.
अनि निर्दोष र चाहिँ शुद्धताको बारेमा.
In sin.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ पापको बारेमा कुरा गर्दछ.
In Christ.
अनि त्यसपछि येशु ख्रीष्टमा.
And in glory.
अनि त्यसपछि महिमाको बारेमा महिमित हुने.
Today we've been talking about Adam's innocence.
अनि हामी चाहिँ आज अनि आदमको चाहिँ निर्दोषको बारेमा हामी हेरिरहेको.
And now we've just talked about how he entered into sin.
हामी चाहिँ जस्ट अहिले भर्खरै हामी हेर्यौ कि आदम कसरी चाहिँ पापमा प्रवेश गरे.
Out of innocence into sin.
अनि आदम चाहिँ निर्दोष थियो तर चाहिँ ऊ चाहिँ पापमा उतिरे.
And when he stepped into sin,
जब चाहिँ त्यो पापमा चाहिँ उले पाइला टेक्दै गए,
he took you with him.
अनि तपाईहरूलाई पनि आदमले प्रतिनिधित्व गर्दै तपाईहरूलाई पनि
लिए. And he took all of us with him.
अनि चाहिँ हामी सबैलाई चाहिँ उहाँमा सबै उले लिए.
What is the problem with the world?
अनि चाहिँ यो संसारको समस्या के हो?
We're all connected to Adam.
किनकि हामी आदमसँग चाहिँ हामी जोडिएका छौँ.
Well, let's pray.
आउनुहोस् हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ.